Hi, welcome to Knoppy Cast. I'm Nancy Merriman, but my friends call me Knoppy, and I'm your host for this official podcast of ourdolls.net. Hola, everybody. Hello, this is Knoppy Cast, episode number 8 already. Somehow we got to number 8, and that's just great. I am Knoppy, and I'm here in the studio with my buddies here,
Teresa Berg,
Kristen Larson,
and our guest today is one of my very favorite peoples and one of my greatest friends from way back when we were little kids. This is
Elizabeth Cole.
Yay! We are so happy for her to join us and to give her very inciting little comments during the show.
Switch up.
Yes. So, she will be joining us for this episode of Knoppycast. And we have all of our normal segments for you to enjoy. So, first of all, we got to take you to hear what the latest news is.
Hi, I'm Paul Windmill, and I'm the operator for Pleasantville. I get to take everybody's calls, and I'm going to fill you guys in on what the latest news stories in Pleasantville and on the ourdolls.net website are.
Hey there, it's Paul back again to give you the latest update on the news in Pleasantville. So, first up, the Montoya's new walls are finished, and Andres and Tomas successfully installed them. And all the girls worked on moving everything back in, so the Montoyas are back to normal.
Yeah, but they're pretty happy to be back in their new house.
I'm
there
sure.
There are so many of them trying to fit in that little goat shed, and now they can spread out, and even though Anna and Tomas have to stay in the goat shed, don't they?
Yeah, Anna and Tomas are going to live in the goat shed from now on, but but at least the big house is for 9 of the people, and then everybody...
Yeah, they've got a big, huge fireplace now. They're cooking lots of food,
people.
So I'm sure they're all really happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
And no more falling down walls, because, see, I have to walk past their house every day if I want to make it anywhere, and so it was a little bit scary to walk past their old walls, because they might have crumbled and fallen on me and squishified me into jelly.
Yeah. So, we're all...
Jelly.
Okay. Well, we're all really happy that the Montoyas are all happy, moved back into their house. And other news, Crystal Purr is going to open a new store in Pleasantville. She hasn't bought the space yet, but she's going to buy a store in downtown Pleasantville, and she's going to open a fashion boutique. Teresa, you like fashions. What do you think about this idea?
Well, I think it's going to be lovely, and she'll have all sorts of fabrics and options of how to design your new dresses, and it really will be very nice. Crystal makes very fine quality dresses.
What do you think, Nan?
Crystal domination. What's she trying to do? Take over the whole town? What's she gonna do?
Crystal's general store. Crystal's Chinese restaurant. Crystal's, fine food for sale. Crystal's newspaper.
Well, I hope it doesn't go that far.
And then she'll probably come out with a Crystal sweet shop.
Right.
Well, what do you think she should call her store?
Crystal's Crazy.
What about Crystal's fashion boutique?
That's so boring.
Crystal's Craziness.
Crystal's
Crazy Dresses. Crystal's stolen dresses.
Crystal's fabric contortions.
Crystal's...
Oh, dear.
Fabric
You do
place.
Know that Crystal probably will listen to this. It's on the radio.
Maybe she'll get some good suggestions.
Yeah, Crystal's...
Actually, as
I'm
long
sorry,
as...
sorry, Crystal.
As long as she doesn't take my advice on taking over the whole... That was not advice, Crystal Purr. That was a I was trying to dissuade the idea.
Well, it's not going to work because we live in a democratic society.
Oh, yeah.
She can't take over everything. That'd be a monopoly on Pleasantville business.
Yeah.
Anyway, Allison is now working as a cook for the Parkingtons.
Yes,
who would have thunk it?
I wouldn't have thunk anything like that would happen.
She's a good
Neither
cook.
Would I.
She makes good food.
You like it, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I'll eat it. Besides, she's funny. She has a skateboard. And I like skateboarding on her skateboard while
really,
she's cooking.
Really, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What you gonna do about it?
Well, it's very dangerous, seeing as the last time you went skateboarding, you got bruises all over yourself.
Yeah, just a few bruises, you know. It wasn't that bad. I'm better. I'm
broad
as new
out.
Now. I just turned all black and blue, but that's I've always been black and blue.
Teresa, what do you think of Allison's cooking?
I really love it. It's very tasty.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite kind of food she's made so far? Her desserts, or her soups, or her pies, or her stir fries, or...
I rather liked her bananas in the ginger chocolate sauce.
She makes me my favorite breakfast.
Chocolate sauce, yum, I'm coming over.
Alright, and we also have heard some rumors about a new resident of Pleasantville kind of moving into the outskirts. I don't know if any of you have seen this guy, but he's kind of moved into the area around the Larson's house. He's
Ooh.
Like a wild man of the woods.
Yeah, who are you talking about, Paul?
Nobody really knows too much about him yet.
I haven't heard anything about him.
Yeah, what's
you
this
haven't?
News?
Well, I saw somebody skunking around the treehouse the other day.
Wait, what?
The goat shed.
Yeah, I don't know what Elizabeth was talking about when she just said treehouse.
I saw somebody skunking around the skunk house.
There's a skunk house?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that skunk house. Well, this guy is a guy, and he's like a crazy old trapper. He's a tractor. A tractor and a trapper.
He's a tractor?
Yeah, he attracts things.
Oh.
He's a tracker.
What does he track?
Skunks.
A skunk tractor trapper.
Yeah, and I think he's going to move into this, or he's going to build himself a shack in the Larson's forest.
Well, I'm not sure how accurate our information is. He may end up being the President of the United States. We have not met him yet. So,
well, I saw him.
Oh, you did? Well, then you probably know he's not the
yeah,
President.
How else would I know that somebody was skunking around the place?
I don't know. It might have been a skunk you saw.
No, it was a big skunk.
Okay, well, so we'll be back with some more news on this later. If this turns out to be a legitimate story after all, Elizabeth kind of just stuck this in here. Alright, so that's all I have this week. Check in next time for News with Paul. See y'all later.
Thanks for joining me for the latest news from Pleasantville. See you next time!
A lot of strange things are said about people in Suzanne Wicken's gossip column. We're here to decipher the gossip for you.
So now, a little bit earlier on in the show, we're going to go right into the good stuff. The Decipher the Gossip section of NoffyCast. Take it away, Teresa.
Number one. Lily steals chocolate cakes when no one is looking and stashes them away for a midnight snack.
Your mom is a lot like you, Nan.
Wait a second. My mommy does that? Why can't I do that?
Well, you can, Noffy. I've been telling you this for years.
Well... Wow, chocolate cakes in her pockets?
Where do you think that came from?
Oh, what? So she steals away these chocolate cakes, and I think she does put them in her pockets, and I think that's where this gossip came from is my mommy, you know, in the colonial days, people had these little pockets that you can put on under any dress you wear, and there were little slits in the sides of the skirts so that you can reach in and put stuff in your colonial pockets. And
weird.
Yeah, I think this gossip came from my mommy putting a chocolate cake in one of her pockets at one point because she needed something to weigh the pockets down. Otherwise, they don't work
otherwise,
the right way.
Otherwise, she would fit through doors, and she doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, it's some weird thing about us colonial peoples is we want our dresses to go out all the way as far as they can to the side. It's really weird. Of course, I don't follow that fashion usually. I try and get rid of my pockets whenever I can. They're just a waste of space.
Oh, okay. So, Mrs. Merriman uses the big chocolate, heavy chocolate cakes to weigh down her pockets so that they're bigger.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Mrs. Wickham thought that she just likes to sneak them away so she can nibble on them later in the afternoon.
Well, that just might be the case. You never know.
Well, that's kind of making me want to put back on my pockets if I can carry chocolate cake around with me.
Yeah, Morphy, I've been telling you for years. There's ways to do it.
All right. Nancy, this next one's about you.
Oh, great. News about me.
Number two, Nancy Merriman is just as odd as her parents and goes around wearing Edward's wig while speaking whittle baby nonsense and saying hello to coffee beans.
Go, Norfy!
Well, I think I did put on my daddy's wig once.
Funny thing about that gossip is I think it's true.
Hey. Well, maybe it is.
Yeah, because you did wear your dad's wig over to our house once, because you were talking, you were trying to babysit Pater.
Oh,
remember? And
that
you thought he'd think it was funny if you put on your dad's wig and acted like your dad, and you were passing all sorts of imaginary laws.
Oh,
and acting like the governor.
So why was I saying hello to Coffee Bean? I don't know. You never know the lengths I will go to entertain the little kitties.
Yeah, well, it's nice to say hello to Coffee Beans. I mean, nobody does. Poor things. Make it your daily habit to say hello to your coffee beans before you drink them.
I usually do, because I got
it. It's probably the only nice thing anyone's ever said to them.
Yeah, I made things better in the world. Y'all should follow my good example and say hello to random objects.
That's Elizabeth's challenge of the week. Can I make a challenge of the week?
All right, go ahead.
If there's a coffee beans in your house, say hello to your coffee beans once a day.
Once a day, huh?
Yeah, it'll make you feel good.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Next one. Josefina Montoya is in cahooties with her family and gets her patients to wear all of their clothes at once, so that they will have to put all of their clothes in the wash.
I know why she said that, because she doesn't like paying for laundry, and Josefina, when everybody in the town got everyone in town got the flu, and the cure for the flu is to wrap up really tightly in a bunch of layers of clothing and blankets and stuff. So she got everybody to wrap up in their clothing and everything, and then, of course, they had to put those clothes in the wash because they'd been worn. And so Mrs. Wickham decided to turn it around and say that Josefina did it on purpose to make everybody have to pay for all that laundry.
Oh.
Yeah, see, the weird thing is why would Josefina want there to be more laundry to be done if they're not even doing all the laundry they've got right now? They've got everybody's clothes there right now. It's like a big mountain. It's like Mount Everest of clothes in their clothes hamper, and I'm thinking she probably wouldn't want more right now.
Except, you know, that's a load of moolah.
What?
Moolah money, the goods.
Yeah, it's also a lot of work, and Josefina's already got plenty of work.
She wouldn't really be up for that. She doesn't like doing the laundry, and it's actually, it's a proven fact. I forget if it was the fever or the flu, but whatever remedy it was, you have to be bundled up. You have to be warm in order to break the fever for the flu. So she's doing her cure. Mrs. Wickham, if she saved your life, then I don't think that you should be getting on her case about...
Quit complaining.
Piling up laundry.
All right. Clara auctions off other people's laundry and listens in on other people's private conversations.
What are all these ones about laundry for all of a sudden?
I think she was kind of sore. Maybe she had a $100 laundry bill or something.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. Let's see. Clara auctioning off people's laundry. I think there was a time when Clara delivered the laundry. Clara doesn't usually do the delivery for the laundry. Francisca usually does.
And I think when somebody wasn't picking it up, she said, laundry, $5, $6, $7.
Going once, going twice, somebody's laundry, because they were taking forever.
Yeah. Nobody was answering the door or something like that. So she was joking around saying, all right, anybody laundry, $6, I'll take it. You know? Yeah. And so Suzanne, of course,
completely joking.
See, I tell ya, you cannot tell a psych joke around here without being picked up.
So?
Honestly.
Who cares? Well, you know what's weird?
What?
I've never been in the gossip column. She doesn't like picking on me.
You don't really do much, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I do.
What are your...
She just don't know about it.
What are your favorite things to do?
I like to skateboard, and I like to play with my toy soldiers in my room. I like doing things in my attic room with the door locked.
Oh.
I like playing with my soldiers. Playing with my Zongo.
You might...
Do you know what that is?
What's a Zongo?
It's a cat.
It's my cat's name. It's a cute little cat. And I like eating Elizabeth's favorite breakfast, which is, soy sauce? No. It's, what is that other black gooey stuff? Maple syrup and
apples,
bananas
and mushrooms.
And apples. And the best part is mushrooms. It tastes good. And so I'll make myself that. And then I just sort of wander around the rooftops a little bit.
That's why I like Allison's cooking.
You like Elizabeth's favorite breakfast too, Teresa?
I like Allison's cooking.
She makes me Elizabeth's favorite breakfast all the time, Teresa.
Yes, but she only makes it for you, and she makes us something different.
Yeah, well, if your little stomach can't handle it, I can understand that.
So, it says that Clara listens in on people's private conversations, but she could probably say... I mean, who's talking? Talk about a hypocrite!
Yeah, well, okay, Suzanne's business is listening in on other people's conversations, so she might have heard Clara listening in on her conversation once and decided to turn the tables a little bit. Anyway, I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't take that too seriously.
Okay, well, that sounds like about it this week, huh, Teresa?
Yes, that's it.
It's enough gossip for one charm around. See you next time.
And for our main discussion this week, we're going back to our character discussion of the people in Pleasantville. And this week, we're going to be focusing on Celine Windmill. That's Laura and Paul's mother.
She's my aunt.
She is your aunt.
Yeah.
And she lives uptown in a little house, and she... Let's see, some background on Celine. She used to work at the bank for many years until she quit in a fit of... independence.
Yeah.
And now she's jobless and works, or she doesn't work anywhere. She just hangs out at home and she, you know, she tries to run a house and cook food occasionally, but she doesn't really have a job. So now Laura, Paul, and Heather are all working to support their mom at home. So Laura,
she is my mommy's little sister. So... The weird thing is they're probably the most opposite of people there could ever be, but they are sisters. And so,
yeah.
I don't know exactly how it works, because my mommy is from the colonial era, and Celine Windmill is from, like, the 40s. So it's kind of a little strange how they could grow up together, but I guess somewhere along the way they split off and went off into different time periods. You can do that in Pleasantville.
Yeah. That's so, weird. Do you think that Selene Windmill was once a little colonial girl like you?
Yep. And then something changed. I wonder if that'll happen to me.
Where would you go if you could split off to a different
Maybe
time
I'll
period?
Go off into the future and live on the moon.
Yeah, well, you can already do that, so you gotta think about a different future.
Well, I'm thinking about Selene Windmill right now. And usually she comes over and she likes to visit my mommy, but all my mommy ever does is give her advice and tell her how she should be different, because she always wishes that Selene would dress a little bit differently. She can't get over the fact that Selene wears pants.
Yeah, what's up with that?
She also likes to give your family little gifts, doesn't she?
Yeah, she always comes over on Thanksgiving and stuff. We have family get-togethers, and she brings all of us kids little presents of chocolate and cute things
That's
like
cool.
that. Yeah, it is cool. But then she comes up and she pinches your cheeks and says, "Oh, little Nafi, you're getting so big."
What do you call her?
Aunt Selene Poo.
Well, okay, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, but, oh gosh.
And she calls Rachel Rachie.
Yeah, Rachie and Nanny and Lissy and I think she calls Felicity Liz. Yeah.
I'm sure Felicity doesn't like that very much.
And she calls my mommy Lil instead of Lily.
Whoa, I can't imagine anybody calling
And my daddy's name is Edward, and she calls him Eddie.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Yeah. She's like, shakes things up a bit when she comes over.
So, what are her favorite things to do?
Well, oftentimes, whenever I see her, she's telling some kind of really bad joke. She likes coming up with these really random jokes.
She tells jokes that don't have punchlines.
Yeah, I mean, it starts out like, "Why did the potato cross the road?"
To get to the soup or something.
Yeah.
to join the soup or something. And, you know, they don't make any sense.
She starts
all.
The joke and then she has to try and figure out a way to finish it. And usually they're not very well connected.
And then, while everybody's staring at her trying to figure out what was funny about the joke, she laughs for 5 minutes.
Yeah, she likes laughing at her own jokes when they're not even funny.
She likes cooking and throwing parties for her kids. That's really great. I go to a lot of the parties that she throws for Laura, and, you know, we'll have, like, movie nights and fun stuff. We'll have salsa and chips and, you know, pizza and stuff, and it's fun. And she likes watching movies at home when she's being lazy. That's another thing she likes being, is lazy. And she and her kids like to go camping during the summer. They're very outdoorsy people, so they'll just pack up everything and go camping for a while. So, another quirky thing about her is how she always dresses up for the masked ball.
Oh, yeah. She's so funny. What was she? She was a washing machine for the masked ball last year.
Yes, and then the year before that, she was Miss New York or something.
Yeah. And she was a mummy the first year.
Yes.
Yeah, she almost gives me some competition for the most creative, but I always win.
Yeah, you do always win, Elizabeth. I guess you wouldn't tell us what you're being this year, will ya?
No, that's a secret, even to me, until 30 minutes before the ball. It's a well-kept secret.
Well, Selene, as I said, always likes to come visit my mommy, and she comes calling on afternoons, and usually my mommy likes to stay up in her bedroom and tell Felicity to go down to the calling room when Selene comes. So Felicity's always, and then I always make an excuse or climb out the window and escape downtown. So
good move.
Yeah. So usually Felicity ends up having to talk with her, and I've noticed when I am around and I'm listening through the keyhole to see how things are going, usually Selene just kind of likes to stay there and talk forever, even when Felicity's kind of hinting that she needs to get up and do something. She said, "Oh, well, it was very nice talking to you, Selene. Aunt Selene, please have another cake and do come again soon." Then Selene says, "Oh, I'll take another cake. How about four? Hey, did you hear the joke about the fire hydrant saying hello to the tire swing?" and stuff like that.
I think that's funny.
Maybe you and Celine should get together sometime. Talk about masked ball costumes and jokes, Elizabeth.
Yeah, but my masked ball costume's a secret.
Okay.
So, what do we dislike about Celine?
She always almost beats me for the masked ball.
She is very odd. And sometimes...
But do you dislike that about her? That she's odd and different?
I like Celine. I think she's cool. The only thing that I think I dislike is the way that she makes all her kids work for her.
I don't think she makes them do it. It's just the fact that she only stays at home and doesn't do anything.
Yeah. I mean, she used to work at the bank and it was fine, except she just had a couple accounting errors. Like, she added a bunch of money to somebody's account.
I think
or
the end
took
of
a bunch
her
of money out.
Career happened when she messed up something in Crystal's bank account.
Yeah, whoops.
Nuff said.
Yeah, whoops.
Yeah, I think she needs to work on her jokes, find something to keep herself busy, and I would say get around the town a little bit more, except I don't really think that's a good idea because...
Oh, sure. You know, she still walks around and she likes taking walks around and, like...
Yeah, just be... If she comes up to talk to you, start thinking of something you need to be doing, because otherwise you'll be standing there for the next few hours.
That'll cut the visit time down to about a half an hour, as opposed to 4 hours.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. Well, another thing she likes to do is go over to Mrs. Montoya's house, because for some reason she's taken a liking to Mrs. Montoya's, like, raising her kids methods, and she keeps asking Mrs. Montoya for advice on how to raise her kids and make them more responsible. And so Mrs. Montoya keeps trying to give her advice about giving them chores and stuff, but it doesn't work on Celine's kids.
Well, the thing is you're never going to make Laura act like Francisca or Josefina or Paul act like one of them either. It's just they're different people, different lifestyles. Sometimes the same method doesn't work for two different families in two different time periods. You know what
Tell
I mean?
Tell me about it. Yeah.
Something I like about Celine is she's very nice to her kids, and she always throws them parties, and she's very nice.
Yeah, she cares about people, and that's great. And she wants her kids to have a good time, but sometimes she just doesn't really know what would make them have a good time. But she's getting better at it, and, I mean... She's had to deal with a lot lately because Megan and Allison moved into her house and were taking up space, and even Angelica was staying there for a while, and so she's had a lot of people to deal with, but she likes it that way. I don't think she likes being at home all by herself all the time, so.
Yeah.
She likes company, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, alright. You think that's enough?
I think that pretty much is the end of our discussion of Celine Windmill. So that's cool. Just the way she is, and that's just Celine Windmill for you.
Okay.
So, here we go.
All right, see you next time.
Now it's time for Laura's Letter of the Week.
Hi guys! I've got a letter for you, and this one is kind of long. It's a couple pages here. It's one from Nancy Merriman to her friend Clara Montoya. Their letters are pretty funny. Not like I read people's letters all the time, you know. Anyway. It says, Clarables! Congratulations on our second case of the missing baby Pater solved. Our expertness is growing every time we're put to the test. Right you are about Pierre, his foxiness. The reason he's such a constant customer to this hot doggy stand is that him and Ickle Willikins are studying Latin together like maniacs. They always walk around talking about the complexities of the second declension's fourth case's great-great-grandmother twice removed, and so forth. Did you actually feel sorry for Franciski when she got Colsey's in her shoes?
Now that she's all humiliated, though, she'll probably stop wearing vineyards in her hair to sewing circles, huh? Phooey, that was always fun to see. It put a little bit of humor in the usually beyond boringness that is my mother's well-mannered gossip. Humpty Dumpty. Pumpkin Day looks fun. Get ready for National Spookables Day. 1. Hide in a trunk and make thumping noises when people walk by to scare them. 2. Dress up all in white, like a shirt, skirt, socksies, etc., and run back and forth along the riverbank so fast you are a blur. Be sure to cover yourself in a white blanket. Conceal yourself in a tree with a bucket of milk and drip it on passersby, making crying sounds, which sounds like the tree is sad. And then she's got a poem that she wrote for Clara. See, they send back and forth these little holidays they make up, and also these poems. So here's her poem. It says, "The Song of the Sweetsies Fairy. What is there like food to put you in a good mood? You can't eat daisies when you're feeling crazy, or poppies when you're feeling hoppy. But candy is absolutely dandy, and no one in their right mind would say no to a cake or something baked. There is nothing like something sweet for those who want a treat. Write back as soon as possible. Thanks for the Fantastico stickers. Lovesies, Noffy."
Time to hear what's going on in the doll world outside of Pleasantville.
And welcome to Doll World News on NoffyCast. The latest breaking news is we might have a scoop on who the girl of the year 2010 will be from American Girl.
Noffy!
Sorry, you're not a doll.
When are they gonna have Noffy be the girl of the year?
Well, you could be like the kitty of the year.
What do I have to do to get some recognition?
I don't know. Okay, so DollDiaries.com has uncovered some information on the author that we think that is going to write the books for the Girl of the Year. And we think that the Girl of the Year might be an African-American girl since the author, Jane Kurtz, grew up in eastern Ethiopia and she writes for children, usually, about her experiences growing up there. Like, most of the books that she's written so far have been about that, about growing up in Ethiopia. So, there is a little clue as to who the Girl of the Year 2010 might be, but you never know, because in the past, the author has written mostly about one thing and then written something completely different.
Yeah.
So, you never know.
Oh, that sounds like a cool idea. I'd read it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see who it is, and if she has any friend dolls, you never know.
Can I be her friend?
Well, sure. If you talk to her
and
get to know her, you know, you can work on that. So, anyway, some other annoying news, as usual. There are some items retiring from American Girl this fall, which you better buy if you want them, because it looks like they are not going to be available anymore. And that includes Felicity's undergarments.
Yes!
Which
yes,
means
yes,
that
yes.
Nan will never be able to get a new corset if she loses hers.
Hey!
That's a good idea. No, if you go,
I will
get. Well, we'll come up with a plan after this show.
Even though I'm excited about using my pockets now to put chocolate
cakes. Well, you can use pockets.
Yeah, I'll keep the pockets.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll talk about this
after the show. We'll talk.
Also, they're going to be retiring Felicity's summer gown.
Which one's that?
It's the white one with the blue ribbon.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah,
that
pretty.
One has been around forever, and I can't believe that they're actually going to retire it.
Well, we got it anyway.
Yeah. Kirsten's work dress, which I own, fortunately.
Which one is that? Is it the red one?
No, that's my school dress. The work dress, I think, is the sage green one with the stripes that I have.
Too bad yours is pretty faded. Because you work in it.
Well, I got it like 10 years ago. Anyway, Addie's...
Whoa, I was 2 years old.
No, you weren't.
I'm 12.
Yeah, I know, but you've been 12 for 10 years.
Oh, right.
Okay, so another one is Addie's heart warmer, which we just got when at American Girl Place
That's
like last
Anna.
Year. Anna has it, and she loves it. So that one's also a very cute accessory. The Just Like You Practice Leotard and Leg Warmers set, like the ballet set, is also being retired, which is a really nice, like, 3-for-1 set that has, like, a leotard and leg warmers and, like, warm-up stuff for ballet. And there's a lot of other items retiring, like Bitty Baby items and other stuff like that. So go check out the website. They're selling them until they're out of stock. So it doesn't say, like, when they're going to retire, but they'll be retiring soon. So if you really, really desperately wanted any of those items, I'd recommend going and checking them out pretty soon.
Gosh, it's crazy. Stuff in that magazine are like endangered species.
Yeah. Luckily, we're not living in a magazine.
Yoof!
Okay, what's our next point here?
Well, we've got a new contest on the Our Dolls website!
Yay!
Who likes taking pictures? What? Yeah, let me hear ya. Picture takers!
Yeah! Woo!
So, if you like taking pictures, this is the contest for you. Not only is it about pictures, it's also about writing stories.
Oh, that's
so all you brilliant creative minds out there can come up with a story and take pictures. And that creates a photo story. And so this is a photo story contest. It is in full swing. You are allowed to get started and take those pictures, write that story, come up with your entry there and send it in before the deadline, which is October 17th. That's a little bit after my birthday, so I'll consider them all a birthday present.
Yeah, and what is the theme?
This theme is a party theme. A ball or a party or a special event.
So that could be like a birthday party.
Yeah.
Or a fancy dress-up ball. It could be a masked ball.
Oh, I like fancy dress-up
balls.
It could
be a tea party.
Yeah, gosh, it could be any kind of party you can think of.
It could be a
I love Naughty
party. It could be a Naughty Cast party. Yeah, throw a Naughty Cast party.
Yeah.
And take pictures.
You could have a ball with people playing in an orchestra and fancy dresses.
Or
I like balls like that.
You could do, like, a mystery cruise party or, like, something from a mystery novel or something.
Or a barn dance party, a fiesta, a potluck, a bicycle riding party, a skateboarding party.
Anything.
A rooftop serenade.
Is that a party?
Whatever.
It's a song.
Party with me and Zongo.
Okay. That's Elizabeth's idea.
Okay. Oh, yes. And one other thing. Don't forget to keep on voting for Our Dolls on the Top Doll Sites. Just do it for nothing. I know I say it all the time, but really, it warms my heart. My heart melts with happiness when I see that we are number one on the Top Doll Sites.
Well, it also helps us get noticed in the doll community. You know, if you wanted people to know about Our Dolls, then the way for them to know about it is to vote for Our Dolls so that we are noticeable on that list.
Seeing us as number one is always so nice, but whenever it drops down, I get sad.
Yeah, we all do. We cry.
I never cry, but I do get sad.
I was joking. I don't actually cry. But it makes me jump through the ceiling with happiness. So if you want Naughty to jump through the ceiling, keep on voting. Thanks, everybody, and
why do you need to stop at a ceiling?
It makes Naughty jump up to the moon.
Yeah, that's better.
That's what I was supposed to do in the future, though. That would be kind of pushing things, wouldn't it?
No, just do it now.
Anyway, that's the end of that. All right, see ya.
Here are letters that you have sent to me in Naughty's mailbag.
Hi, I am Naughty, and I am going to read you what is in my mailbag, because I challenged people
in our last episode, actually it was a few episodes ago, that I wanted you guys to send me some jingles about how I can promote my Noffy's jammies, because I want everyone to come and give them a taste. So, you jumped on the challenge, and this is what a few of my favorites that I will read for you. And I'm very pleased. Thank you so much for submitting these.
Y'all are very musical.
Yes. So this first one was sent in by AGFan96, and it goes like this. Noffy's jams are yummy. Noffy's jams are good. Noffy's jams fill my tummy all the day long. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This one is a song, and it was sent in by Megan. It sounds like this. Noffy's jammies are so great. Please come put one on my plate. Never sour and only sweet. They're my very favorite treat. Noffy's jammies taste so sweet. The best jam in Pleasantville.
Yeah.
Very good, very good. Now, this one is about Noffy Cast. And it's from Isabella. She says, Noffy Cast is the best. Put it to the test. It's nice and sweet. Please savor and keep.
Thanks. Yes, very good.
Thanks for sending those in, guys.
Those were absolutely fantastical. So, you can keep sending me ones if you want. I could keep putting them on Noffy Cast, and I can keep working on my campaign.
All right, what's up?
This guy.
Yeah, I know, but what's up with the questions?
Oh, yeah. Well, now we're going to answer a couple questions I have in my mailbag.
More than a couple.
Oh, there are a lot?
Yeah, we got a lot this time.
All right, Teresa, what's the first question?
Well, it says from AGFan96, Noffy, what is your daily schedule for a weekend from when you wake up to when you...
weekday.
From when you wake up to when you go to bed.
Oh, gosh. Well, my days are very unusual. I like days to never be exactly the same. Who needs a schedule? Not Noffy. Noffy simply wakes up when Noffy wants. Actually, Noffy has to wake up whenever Mammy comes and wakes Noffy up. But then Noffy wakes up, I get out of my bed, and I open up the curtains, and I listen to the birds screeching and the caterpillars chomping. Then I go out into the hallway and go downstairs and make myself some last-minute tarts, because usually I've woken up so late that everyone else has already finished breakfast. So I eat up, and then that's when the real work starts. I gotta figure out what to do with myself. And usually I'll make myself a batch of strawberry jammy, because, Noffy's strawberry jam, because I'll have to restock my store, my place in the general store with Noffy jammies. And then, of course, I gotta go and play me some piano. So I go over to my spinet and I play about 5 concertos. Excuse you. And then I have to write some music, because I write a new concerto every day. And one of these days I'm going to be famous for my piano concertos, and I'll be able to play them in famous halls in Europe and Vienna and Prague and Germany and all those places.
Those places are in Europe.
I know, I had to make it a little more specific.
Right.
And so then I will write music, and then I'll play my music. And then I usually go outside. By then the birds have stopped screeching a little bit, so I can hear better. And then I go and get my horsey, and I feed him some oats and an apple, and jump on and ride into Town Square to see what is up in my hometown, Pleasantville.
This guy.
What? Thanks, Elizabeth. But that's my joke. What if there were some clouds instead of a sky? A colored sky. See the clouds.
Whatever. Or the sun.
Or a birdie screeching.
Or the moon.
Usually, when it's early in the day and I'm heading down to town, there's no moon.
I know that.
So then I clippy-cloppy down on my horsey, and I go and I say hi to Clara at her sweet shop. Say, hi, Clara. She says, hi, Noffy. Want to sample some chocolate? And I say, yes, I do. And I eat some chocolate, and it's always really good. And I get to the store, and I've got to work there for a while with all my Knopf's jammies that I am selling, and I daydream about plans of how to make Knopf's jammy huge and everybody to try it. And usually, I mean, it's hard to tell you what I do every day because I don't do the same things every day. The rest of the day, I like visiting with people because that's what everything is about, is hanging out with my friends. So that's what I do, is I visit people. And on some days, I have to go to school. So I go to proper school, and I've got to get all dressed up and go do that, and I've got to do my homework sometimes. But mostly what I like to do is sell my office jammies, play my spinet, visit with my bestie friends, and ride my horsey. And record Knopf casts. And that's what I do on very, very special days.
That's cool. Okay, is that it?
Yes. That is some of the things that Knopf likes to do. I never limit it to what I can think of at the moment because I can't always think of everything that I always do.
What do you do before you go to bed?
I put on my nightgown and I eat a chocolate bar. And then I say goodnight to everybody. And then I go into my bed and I shut my purple curtains so that I can't see anything. And that means I have to go to sleep because when I can't see anything, then I won't stay up and think about stuff too long. That's it.
All right, what's the next question?
From Quinlan to Kirsten. Why do you spell your little brother's name Pater instead of Peter, like in the books?
Well, we did name him Peter for a while until we decided to change it to Pater because Pater is the Norwegian pronunciation of Peter, and it was in this book series that we were reading that I forget what it was called, but it was about these Norwegian immigrants that moved to, South Dakota?
Yeah.
And they moved to South Dakota, and they have this little Norwegian boy whose name is Pater, and he's the main character. And we kind of just liked the way Pater sounded, so we switched Peter's name to Pater.
There are plenty of Peters in the world. Yeah. We need some more Paters.
So it's Pater. And his name is actually Pater Anderson instead of Pater Larsen because it's kind of a Norwegian thing to pass on your dad's name and then add son to the end. So my dad's name is Anders. And Pater is Anders' son.
Anders Larsen, because his daddy was called Lars.
Yeah, my grandpa's name is Lars, so that's why our whole family's called Larsen. And so then Pater, if Pater has a little boy, his little boy's last name will be Paterson. So yeah. That's how that works. Anyway, so the next question is from Krissa. What does Kirsten Larsen do for a job? Well,
Kirsten, what do you do?
I work at the food stand. That's my job. And our whole family works at the food stand. The way it works is we all do our chores in the morning, and whoever finishes their chores first gets to work at the food stand first, and then whoever finishes their chores next kind of tags that person, and then they take over. So we all sort of take turns working at the food stand all
day. Tag team food stand working.
Yeah, and then as soon as you're done with your chores and working at the food stand, you're done for the day, so you can do whatever you want. So I usually just take my horses out and ride them for a while. So that's kind of my job.
Well, the next one is for you, too.
Kind of on a related note, huh?
It's from Kirsten in Pleasant County, North Carolina. And she says, Kirsten, what do you do on a normal Saturday from when you wake up to when you go to bed? There are a lot of those happening.
I think they liked yours last time, Teresa. All right, well, on a normal Saturday, I will wake up and I will do my chores, which usually involve feeding animals and, you know, writing letters and working at the food stand. So I'll do that and I'll get dressed and have a nice little bath in the river. And on Saturdays, I like to hang out with Kaya because she goes hunting on Saturdays. You know, well, she doesn't even know what a Saturday is, but it usually ends up happening around a Saturday. So I'll change into a hunting dress that she lets me borrow. We'll go off riding on Steps High and Blossom, which is my horse. And usually she doesn't catch anything when we go hunting, but she likes to call it hunting. And it's just a long ride that we do up Mount Olympus, and we go off for, like, the whole day.
I thought it was Mount Pleasant.
No, the big one's Mount Olympus. We live on Mount Pleasant, and Mount Olympus is farther away. So we can go on Mount Olympus on weekends because we have enough time to to leave town for enough time. So usually on Saturdays I hang out with Kaya.
Cool.
And we ride farther away than we usually have time to. So that's my answer. Oh yeah, and we then I get back late and Kaya has to go like feed all her animals because she doesn't do that in the morning because she likes to sleep in. And I go
like
home.
Me.
Yeah. And I go home and my dad and I will play music usually for a while because he has some time off. And so we'll play music around the fire and then we all go to bed. So that's a Saturday.
Great.
All right, so the next question is from Miranda, who lives in Texas, and she says, "Love your show. It is so funny. You are doing a wonderful job. When I was listening to the main discussion, I was wondering, who would you want to trade places with in Pleasantville for a day, and who wouldn't you want to trade places with?"
Okay, so let's start with you, Teresa.
Oh, well, if I were to trade places with somebody that I wanted to, I would probably trade it with Samantha or Rebecca because they have such beautiful dresses and they can wear their hair up and it would be so lovely I could actually go real calling. And I don't know, I think it would be so fun to be them for a day.
All right, and who would you not want to trade places with?
Pauline Wicken, probably.
Good choice. Yeah. All right, Nan?
Why don't you go first, Koofin?
Okay, well, I would trade places with Kaya for a day, because I would love to be an Indian in another life, and be able to hunt and live in a cave, and all the stuff that she does, because it's really fun, and you don't have any responsibilities except to just take care of yourself. So, I would trade places with Kaya, and I wouldn't trade places with Felicity.
Yeah.
So, that's just me.
Me next.
Okay, go ahead.
I would trade places with nobody. Because I am who I am.
Just pick one, Poofin.
How did I know that was going to happen?
Just pick, it's only one day.
Alright. I would trade places with Crystal. And put everybody's hairs up in weird styles. And everyone would think that Crystal went crazy. Okay? I wouldn't trade places with Zanya.
She's already a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
What?
Nancy.
Jory.
That was not very nice.
I would probably want to trade places with Peter for a day. Because Peter gets to do all kinds of fun stuff. He didn't have to worry about any kind of duties or responsibilities. Well, he does do his chores, but they're always fun.
He doesn't worry
fun.
About them.
And he just gets to play with his toys all day and use his imagination and visit the piggies and spend time with Anna and walk around and enjoy the day. And he's just a great little guy. I wouldn't mind doing that stuff that he gets to do. I would definitely not want to trade places with Suzanne because everything she does seems a bit annoying. I don't like her lifestyle. She goes around and complains to everybody. And then she writes weird, snippy things about people in the gossip column. And then she goes and gossips at sewing circles and has to spend all her time with Crystal.
Nancy.
They asked.
Yeah, this is me we're talking about.
I know. Just be respectful of your elders.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't want to be her for a day. I'm not saying anything against her being her. She can do that, whatever.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't be her, that's for sure.
All right, so
good
thank
question.
You very much for your questions.
It was funny.
Now we're going to move on to the wrap-up. See you there.
Got any questions for Nofly? Send them in to nofflycast@hotmail.com. And that wraps up the show, like a big Christmas present. Maybe I should have saved that for a Christmas episode. That wraps it up like a back-to-school present. Do people get presents for back-to-school? People always go shopping.
Yeah, I don't think they're as excited about that as they would be about a present.
Well, it wraps it up anyway, which means it's about over. But I have a challenge for you guys, like I usually do. And I don't know if anybody out there has heard of a website called YouTube. But YouTube has videos on it. And it has some videos of me on it. One of them is about is a Naughty Cast or Naughty 5 News episode about the Masked Ball. And another one is a funny one that's called Masked Ball Outtake. And that one is all about me. See, what it is I try and get my mommy to, do something with me, and she doesn't do it, and then I have to pretend to be her, and I show all these masked ball masks, and it's, and I have to work on sewing my ball gown, and let me tell you, that was a lot of work. So what I'm saying is, you should all go and watch that video, and leave a comment on the video.
Just that video, because Nolfi worked hard on it.
I know. So, everybody, go and look and comment on that video, because, and leave some love, because it took me a while to make that video. That was tough pretending to be
actually,
my mommy.
She had to actually sew a ball gown for that video. You gotta let her know how much you appreciate all her sacrifices for that video.
I actually had to sew that ball gown anyway for the masked ball, but I still worked really hard.
Yeah, but you did it on screen, on camera, for this audience to see how hard it was for you to make that ball gown.
I'm so glad that ball gown's finished. Gosh, yeah. I never want to make another one in my whole life.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks. So if you have a question for NaughtyCast to be featured on our show, send us an email at NaughtyCast@hotmail.com.
That's NaughtyCast@hotmail.com.
In case you couldn't understand my perfectly enunciated words.
Right. And you can send us any feedback with the feedback form on the rdolls.net website.
And please include your name, age, and where you're from.
This is the end of NaughtyCast Episode 8.
That's right, y'all. NaughtyCast Episode 9. That's, and one more after that, we will be a decade old.
What's that?
That means we'll have done 10 episodes.
Wow.
Well, saying goodbye, I'm Teresa Berg.
I'm Naughty Merriman.
I'm Kristen Larson.
And I'm Elizabeth Cope.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
That she lets me borrow, and we'll go off writing on Kaya and, or on, not on Kaya, we'll go off writing on speaking, we'll go off writing on Steps High, and
it's hard to tell you what I do every day, because I don't do the same things every day. After a little while, usually around lunchtime, I gotta go and, this is a secret, by the way, I go up to my tweet house.
The what?
Me house. My house.
Yes, yes.
And I climb up into the place, and I write in the little notebook in there to say what I've been doing and why I came up to the treehouse.
And why you went up to your house.
Me house. My house.
Yes.
Yes. And I say hello to Anna's cat, who's called Naughty.
Who just happens to be in your house.
In me, my house.
Yes.
Yes. And so then, the rest of the day, I like visiting with people. Because, you can keep sending me ones if you want. I could keep putting them on NaughtyCast, and I can keep working on my campaign. Naughty's Jammies for President.
What's your next step?
What?
What would we do with a president that was a jam?
I don't know. I will, maybe I'll make some leaflets next and pass them out to everybody. Maybe I'll start, I'll bring everyone in Pleasantville little samples of Naughty's jam.
That's a good idea.
And then I will, have
a
survey.
That's a good idea.
And they can write feedback of what they think of it and how much they like it.
You should make some sort of hat with strawberries on it or something.
Maybe you should make yourself a strawberry outfit.
Yeah, a strawberry bonnet, a strawberry dress, strawberry shoes, a strawberry hat.
And strawberry pockets.
You could be
with strawberries in them.
Yeah.
You could have a picture of you for the cover of it. You know how in all of the food commercials they somebody like Jack in the Box
have
that little thing.
Noffy's Jammies magazine. What to do with Noffy's Jammies?
Yeah, put it in your hair.
You could
if you want to dye it pink.
If you want to dye your hair pink for today,
Laura might go for that.